Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Welcome to another edition of Free Ball Friday. It's Free Ball Friday, October 7th, 2011. And I am overjoyed to be here with you. Free Ball Friday, of course, means that you're fully clothed, you're wearing pants, but with no underpants. Hence, free balling. And, shouts out to all my chit-chatters hanging out early on in the chit-chat room. Appreciate. Ghostbusters, you want to go back into the archive and find out which came first, Free Ball Friday or Baller Friday? You want to find out which one came first? Go back in the archives, Ghostbusters. Go back in the archives, see how long I've been doing Free Ball Friday, and see how long Ghost has been doing Baller Friday, okay? And then come back and report back to me, okay? Before you start saying who's being original, okay? Thank you. Shouts out to Crappy Tires in the building. Loops in the house. A non-sicko was firsties. Welcome, a non-sicko. Briz 540. Okay, welcome, Briz. Crappy Tires in the house. Goose Cream Soup. Apparently Goose Cream Soup has been taking some sips off the old sauce there, and apparently she is tanked tonight. So hopefully we can get Goose Cream Soup to call in sloppy drunk and entertain us, provide us all with some lulls. Speaking of lulls, Lulls Own in the house. Lulls Own in the building. Also, Suseki in the house. Suseki in the building. Wendigo in the chat room as well. And rounding it out, Z Money, filling things out there at the bottom of the chat room. Welcome, everybody. It's Free Ball Friday. That's where you you control the airwaves. Open the lines. 347-826-7667 is the number. And I believe I'm now being joined by Anon Sicko. What's up, Anon Sicko?
Much, man. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. I just got in a little bit ago. I took a nice little journey up to Marin County. My friend Lisa Shalom, who was in studio with me, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? She's back in town, and she's traveled up to Marin County with her to drop her off at some Yom Kippur festivities. Shouts out to all my Jewish listeners. Happy Yom Kippur to you all. None of you should be listening, though, tonight. All my Jewish listeners should not be listening tonight. That would make you a bad Jew. I'm not Jewish, but I believe Yom Kippur, you're supposed to fast and not use any telephones or computers or technology. I don't think you're supposed to drive a car. I don't think you're supposed to do shit. You're not supposed to work. You're not supposed to do shit. I think you're just supposed to, like, just chill. And actually, I think one of the main tenets of Yom Kippur, as was explained to me, is the idea of asking forgiveness of those you've transgressed against over the year. And so I'm going to adopt that here on my show. I'm not Jewish, but since there's no Jews here tonight, I will turn this into my own little Yom Kippur tonight, and I will apologize to everybody I have transgressed on this show. So I will start with Anon Sicko. Now, Anon Sicko, I don't know if I've ever transgressed against you on this program. I'm sure I have.
And, only when you didn't do a show.
Okay, exactly. Okay, thank you. I apologize, Anon Sicko, for letting you down by not doing a show a couple of times over the summer, over the year. Exactly.
Actually, just the past 2 weeks.
The past 2 weeks, there were a couple of days I took off. Last night I took off, and my bad.
And, okay, well, I'll ask forgiveness for cussing you out yesterday for cutting me off, even though you didn't hear it.
Oh, well, I apologize for cutting you off.
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't a big deal. I ran it about a while.
How did you know I cut you off?
Because I was trying to make a point, and you went on, like, you said something, and you went on about it for, like, 5 minutes. Like, you cut right in the middle of my point, too.
Oh, that sucks for you. Let's see. We have another caller here. I believe this is going to be Crappy Tires. What's up, Crappy Tires? Fuck, the cops are here.
They finally got me. They finally got me.
That's enough of that. Crappy Tires. It's not Soundboard Sunday, goddammit. Sunday.
It's his birthday, though.
Oh, yeah.
It is his birthday. Happy birthday, bro.
I just hung up on him for his birthday. Happy birthday,
oh,
Crappy
Tires. That's so wrong.
I have to apologize to him for that now, since it's Yom Kippur. When he calls back, I have to apologize. Crappy, if you're out there listening, call back in. I need to apologize. Thank you. There he is. Okay, Crappy. What's up? Are you there? Crappy? Well, Crappy, I don't care if you're not going to say anything. I have something to say to you. I apologize, Crappy, for not wishing you a happy birthday when you first came on, when you first called in. Then again, you didn't say hello. You just played a helicopter sound effect. So I should have looked past that and acknowledged you. I know it's past your bedtime, so maybe technically you don't want to talk on the show. That's fine. Crappy, I apologize not only for not wishing you a happy birthday here on the show. And by the way, happy birthday, Crappy. Crappy Tires. Crappy Tires is 13 years old today. And what else? I wanted to also apologize, Crappy Tires, for unfollowing you. I have since realized the error of my ways and started following you again. I'm sure you can tell. I'm sorry about that. Sorry for unfollowing you. I think I kind of made up for that by following you back. And I'm also sorry for blocking all your other accounts on Twitter. Let's go to a caller. 111 block caller. Who's this?
It's me, Shagmi. What's up?
Hey, Shagmi. Welcome to the show. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good. I'm actually coming back home right now. I was listening to Commander X on I don't know the radio station. Were you listening to it? That's why you're a little bit late.
No, I missed it. I think I saw a tweet. I'll have to check it out. Is he live now or is it recorded or what's up?
He was live about a half an hour ago.
Was that a live stream where Occupy Santa Cruz?
No, it's somewhere on my Twitter feed on my timeline.
All right, I'll fine. I'll go to your stupid Twitter. Oh, by the way, Shagmi, hang on. This is Yom Kippur. And
where's my yarmulke?
And I have to apologize for all my transgressions against you over the past a couple of months since I've gotten to know you. I've talked
you
out
gay?
To you. What's that?
Are you turning gay? You're hitting on me?
Well, this is Free Ball Friday. What do you expect? You know? Hey. No, it's Yom Kippur, and one of the parts of Yom Kippur is that the Jews reach out to the people who they've transgressed again, who they've somehow, some way, shape, or form have caused some sort of harm or ill will to, and try to make amends or at least apologize, at least acknowledge it, you know. And so what I'm doing here, I just apologize to a non-sicko for fucking his mom. So now I'm going to apologize to you.
Wow, really?
For belittling you on this show several times. I think I've talked very condescendingly.
Many times.
it was warranted at the time, but probably made you butthurt nonetheless. And I apologize for that. And I've muted you a bunch of times too, and I'll probably continue doing that. But I just want to say for the times that I have, and preemptively for the times that I will, I'm sorry, Shagmi.
Well, at least you're openly willing to admit you're wrong. I think God will forgive you for your sins. I see a skunk right now. Shit. Yeah, Yom Kippur. I don't really know any Jewish people, but it's a day where they don't.
Neither do I.
Do
it doesn't
shit.
Matter. It doesn't matter. We have the internet. You can look it up.
Balls to you.
Free Ball Friday, everybody. Free Ball Friday. Shagmi, stay right there, dude. Let me bring on another caller here. We got the 913 caller from the 913. Who's this?
Yo, Vince. This is Zeke Weaver. Remember me from a long time ago?
Z, yes, I do. What's going on, Z?
Well, since then, I have, if you don't mind, kind of since it's Free Ball on Friday, I wanted to talk about an article I wrote.
Go for it, dude.
All right. So there's this article I wrote based on this story about how you got sort of Columbine back in 2000, I think, right? 99, maybe.
What about 99? What happened in 99?
The school shooting of Columbine.
Oh, Columbine. Columbine was 99? I thought it was like 97. I think it was not. No, maybe it was 99. I think you're right. It was 99. Yeah. Whatever. The Columbine shootings. What about it?
Yeah, I wrote a little article on it, and a lot of people, I've been getting good feedback on it, and it's kind of like an emotional story, but a lot of people are saying it's good. Is Crappy on the line?
Crappy is not on the line.
All right. Just wondering.
Crappy wasn't even alive when Columbine happened.
No, I said, is he on the line? Like, is he on the
I'm
radio?
Saying he's not on the line, nor was he alive when Columbine happened.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, so, yeah, neither was I. But,
Hang on a second. Well, before you get into it. Ghostbusters, Zero Ghostbusters, I believe you need to just simmer down, son. I don't know what you got up your asshole. I don't know what you have squirming around inside your rectum, but you better do something about it, bro. Because this is Yom Kippur. We're trying to we're trying to point out the fact that sometimes transgressions are bad, and really appreciate it if you could maybe just simmer down a little bit and learn to make love to the people and not war in the chat room. The chat room is intended for love making, okay? And if you cannot respect the chat room for its love making capabilities and help contribute to them, I might be forced to censor you, okay? This is not a free speech zone. This is essentially, you got to think of this chat room as the BART platform. In the Bay Area Rapid Transit, if you don't know about it, Google is your friend. So just check yourself before you wreck yourself. I have no problem putting you on timeout in the penalty box for 2 minutes if you just rub me the wrong way. Okay. Sorry, Zeke Cleaver, you were saying.
Sorry about that. Sorry about Mr. Ghostbusters over there. Anyways, I wrote the story. I had
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. A free country, Jack, and I feel free to do this. I feel free to do this, Ghostbusters. How about 2 minutes? 2 minutes for copping an attitude. 2 minutes.
Icing.
Zero Ghostbusters for copping a tude in the chat room. All right, go ahead, Zeke Cleaver. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay, so, all right. I wrote this story based on this little thing that this guy came to our school and he spoke about anti-racism, how he's an activist. He was his name is Calvin Terrell. He's in Arizona. He lives in Arizona, and he's been doing seminars, so to say, I think, around the U.S., trying to teach about how bullying and racism is kind of the root cause of a lot of society's problems. And, sorry for a second.
All right, Halcyon now. Halcyon is equating me to Bart, okay? I didn't say I was Bart. I'm not like those fascist bastards. I'm just saying my chat room is like the Bart. You got to think of it as the Bart platform, okay? I'm not saying I am Bart. If anything, I'm like Lyndon Johnson here. I'm just the messenger, okay?
Oh,
and you know what? 2 minutes. That's it. 2 minutes, Halcyon. 2 minutes for questioning for questioning VIP. All right. Go ahead. I'm Zeke Cleaver. I cut you off. Go ahead. Continue.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. These guys are just being funny. this guy lives in Arizona, and he was going around and spreading messages about how racism and bullying and how it can all be stopped if it starts with the school. And he really opened my eyes to all this stuff, and it's been really great. So I wrote this story, and it's it's really emotional. It's a lot of people said they cried, and I just hope it teaches others never to bully and or never to be racist. You know, it's just kind of horrible what people do these days to each other.
Yeah, no shit. It's fucking wild. I think Goofy Bone's here. What the hell? Is it already time to clean the shitters? Goofy, is that you?
No, you know what? I'm going downtown San Jose right now to yell at those fucking off Wall Street people that are hanging out at City Hall right now. I can't believe my city is fucking letting these fucking idiotic people protest. Nah, I'm pissed, Vince. I'm fucking pissed.
So you're gonna go down. You're gonna go down and counter protest the protesters. Is what?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I think.
Do you happen to be followed by a caravan of norteños?
No, but if I have to, I'll give them a call.
All right. I was about to shit my pants there for a second, but you got to be careful, man. This counter protesting, I did it. I was on the ground counter protesting many times, and it's tough, man. It is tough.
Yeah,
you
but Vince, you're Vince. I'm Goofy Bone.
All right, man. You got to be careful, man. These guys are nuts. These Occupy Wall Streeters, they're anarchists. They're rabble rousers. They're crazy, bro. You're essentially going against the Sedanios here, essentially. You know that. They're on par with the Sedanios. These guys are nasty, villainous creatures. You don't want to, I don't know, man. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. So you're going to Occupy San Jose. Where the hell are they? They don't even have, what are they? Are they going to, like, the Bank of America on First Street? What the hell?
I was watching the news right now. There's a fucking, I'm going to say, maybe 12 or 15 people at City Hall in downtown San Jose camping out. I got to go yell at them, Vince. I am so upset. As a San Joseian, I am upset. Period.
Right on, dude. So you're going there right now.
I'm going there right now.
You gotta call us when you get down there. Are you gonna stay on the line, or are you gonna call us when you get down?
Yeah, I'm gonna stay on the line right now, Vince. I'm gonna observe the scene, and then wherever bunches are, that's where I'm gonna throw my detonator bomb and blow myself up.
Right on. Speaking of wild wackiness and potentially explosive behavior, Op No Pro is here. What's up, Op No Pro?
Goofy Bones, you can suck my dick. What do you mean you're going to get into it with the guys there? Are you crazy?
You know what? These people want to say that we're in a recession and da da da. We're in a recession because we put ourselves in there.
That's right.
As a
United States of America, we used to be dominant. Now we look like the French, if you want to put comparisons in anything.
It's not all the people that are protesting.
No. Well, what these people want to do, if these people want to waste their time and energy, they should be going out there searching for jobs, trying to capitalize. You know what I'm saying?
There are no jobs.
If there were jobs,
there wouldn't be 15 million unemployed Americans, bro.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Take it from me. I've been looking for jobs. There is no fucking jobs out there.
And touch up
again. Okay, so you tell me something. How is? Go ahead, Vince.
That's not me.
That's Shag, I think.
That's Shag me Shag saying me. Something right now. Yeah, Shag. You're not even debating with me. You're debating with Sicko and Shag me. Go ahead, Shag.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, go ahead.
Look, it was.
No, let me finish. I was watching Obama speak the other day. And not that long ago, he was talking about more jobs.
Right.
Now he's talking about fucking having jobs overseas rather than exporting shit. More about importing.
Who voted for Obama? The people at
fucking dumbass
Wall Street. Those people did. Susan Sarandon did. I mean, come on, people.
Hey,
let's be serious.
It's no
let's
different.
Let's be serious.
Goofy,
if you vote for an
thing.
Idiot,
Marion.
You're going to get idiocy. That's what happens.
You don't know, Goofy. We're not sure. I mean, voting for a president is like getting a wife. You don't really know. And, like, More people are divorced than got married. Isn't that a weird statistic? How does that happen? Everybody
that's
I talk
gotta,
to is
that's why you got to be a capitalist and bone as many women as you possibly can.
Well, thank
come
you.
Come on now, no
many
pro.
Decades on top of you. The problem is that you don't necessarily know when you're voting for the president exactly what you're going to get. It's like Jamie at Press Storm. You don't know what the fuck you're going to get until they turn into cunts and dicks. So who the fuck knows, man? And if
but I don't understand. I don't understand how a Mexican with no brains whatsoever has no job, but yet I'm still living off of a stock that I put my money into. I'm living off that money that I gained off a stock.
And you did.
Why can't these people do the same shit? You know what I'm saying? I'm not complaining about not having a job. I'm complaining about people not doing their job. I remember in the 80s, Americans had two jobs, and they never complained about it. Now you can't even see that anywhere. Seriously.
Goofy, hang on.
Man.
Goofy, I think a non-sicko has something he wants to say to you. This is a non-sicko. He sounds kind of muffled, but go ahead, sicko.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going bananas.
You're complaining. You said Americans had two jobs back in the 80s. Americans can't even find one job now, much less two. And I know a lot of families. I know a lot of people who work two jobs and still can't afford to pay all their fucking bills and their student debt. And, I mean, it's ridiculous. These people aren't out protesting because they have any other option. This is their last option, okay? We have been, I mean, our government's ran up this, however big the fucking debt is, on senseless stuff that hasn't benefited the American people at all, okay? There's so much wrong going on in the world. There's, something like another 13 million people homeless in this country, yet any street you drive down, there's empty houses everywhere you look. I mean, we live in a society that says because you don't have money, you can't have a place to live. But then makes it hard for you to make any money. That's what these people are protesting out there about. And it's not just San Jose. It's everywhere in the world.
I understand that. But, I mean, come on. You got McDonald's on every corner. You got help wanted at McDonald's on every corner. Yeah, you're going to have to take a pay cut, but still, work is work, people, regardless of what you do. Even if I clean the shits at Blog Talk Radio, that's still a job. America is so damn lazy where they can't even get to that point. Right away, they want a handout. Here's my hand. Please support me. That's all you see when you're parked at a red light. You see a homeless person, a wannabe vet. Yeah, I was in the Vietnam War, and, I need help. Okay, what was your unit? Then they sit there with their thumb up their ass. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Maybe they're in shell shock.
Dude, Goofy. What? You seem pretty fired up here, man. Are you getting close to those protesters?
I'm on 19th Street right now, and they're on 7th. So I'm going down right now. I'm serious. I just seen this on the news. And it just boiled my fucking blood right now.
Goofy,
my God.
Don't drive over Commander X while you're out there, okay? You be
wait. Where's Commander X at? I didn't figure that out yet.
No comment. Goofy, don't drive over Commander X while you're out there. Anyway, Goofy, I kind of agree with much of what he's saying, just not the way he's presenting it.
Yeah, I know. You got to remember, I'm Mexican, so it comes out at a different tongue.
Well,
you guys got to realize that there are so many different ways to make money in this world.
Goofy, I'm like raving a burrito. You have no right to talk about racist shit like that. Stop it, please. My burrito tastes differently all of a sudden, you fuck. Anyway, the situation is that, yes, a lot of people are using the system to take care of themselves in times of need. That's what the fucking system is there for. And if individuals are not able to get jobs and to support themselves in a manner that they are capable of possibly supporting themselves, but who gives a fuck? McDonald's, I believe everybody should be working. Yeah, they should be picking up shit. Yeah, they should go to McDonald's, whatever. But I don't like being hired at four different McDonald's in order to put food on my table. I think that that sucks. And if we need to do something by raising the hourly wage in order to allow individuals to live and sustain themselves, then that's a really important thing. You know, but to look at a system where I've put away money for 44 years into my unemployment fund and in my retirement account, and to have the president or anybody talk about taking the retirement money away from the elderly in order to fund things, excuse me, that's an agreement that the government made with me when I was 16, when I started working, and nobody's going to fucking change that agreement on me. Nobody's going to teach my kids that it's okay to make an agreement and after 40 years, fuck them in the ass. There's no government on this earth that's going
to
get away with that.
Welcome to America.
No,
I have
America
for you.
America, and I have fought America all my life. I am fine with America because some of it is pretty damn good. Not all of it is bad, and a lot of it might be wrong right now. But it
wait a minute.
No, here's the thing. Here's the big the whole thing,
oh,
though, dude.
Oh, here they all are. Oh, yeah. Here they all are.
Oh, brother. Okay, here, Goofy Bone, I'm going to put you on.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Don't drive into him.
I'm going to drive right through him.
Goofy, you need a megaphone, bro. You need a megaphone.
Hey, Goofy. I don't have a megaphone. I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to talk. I'm going to pull in.
Attention, Wetback. Please.
I'm going to
cease and desist, Wetback.
Yeah. Move it out, Wetback.
Shit. Watch this Wetback. This Wetback's getting crazy right now.
Yeah,
you're the fucking lady. So.
We want to hear it.
Okay. Give me time. Vince? Gotta find a parking.
Let's get him agitated. Come on, Goofy. Get in there and beat some shit.
No, I'm not going to beat nobody up. I just need to find a parking.
Goddamn, man. They are racist.
No, if you really want to give it to this to these protesters, Goofy, what you do is you just go in there and you find one of these chicks and that's out there, you know, who's, you know, because all these chicks, they're all sluts, right? They even got the goddamn slut walk out there, right? They're all showing their tits and, you know, we were looking at the Occupy Wall Street. These chicks are showing their tits. In San Francisco, you got the naked guys. You know, these people, they're down for free love, all right? These are hippies. You gotta approach it like you're gonna give them a bone, all right?
Well, no, this is what
you gotta slip one of these girls the bone.
I'm gonna be like on live on the radio. I want your opinion, blah 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 blah, and then I'm gonna chew her ass out after she gives her opinion or whoever.
Okay, or that's a good plan too. Go ahead, take it away,
okay.
Goofy.
I gotta find parking. So just give me a second.
Yeah, all right. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a break and come back with Goofy Bone. He's getting fired up, and we'll take more calls. If you want to join the nonsense here, it's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, hanging out with Sicko, a non-sicko, Shagmy, Z Cleaver, Goofy Bone, Op No Pro, and it looks like we're gonna have our good friend Crappy Tires back in a minute, so stick around. It's Free Ball Friday. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right. I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yes, the wildflower, baby. Goose cream soup is a wildflower tonight, baby. Let it go, honey. Let it go. Speaking of the wildflowers, we also have a prison reform movement in the building. Welcome to the show, prison reform movement in the chit chat room. I have heard that prison reform movement actually called into the Crappy Tires show today. That's the word on the street. I wasn't able to hear the whole thing. I heard part of it. I didn't get to her part though, so I haven't even heard what her voice sounds like yet. But I'm gonna hopefully check that out soon. Or prison reform movement. You could just call into the show and let me know firsthand. Anywho, let's bring back Crappy Tires. What's up, Crappy?
Two minutes for soundboarding. Once again, soundboard Sunday. Soundboards are on Sunday. Soundboard Sunday. Thank you.
Anyways, let's get back to my callers, shall we? I have Sicko with me. Also, Shag Me, Zeke.
Idiot, Goofy. I don't care what you're doing, Goofy. Stop playing with yourself.
Yeah, Goofy Bones. Oh, yeah, yeah. To get people up to speed, if you're just joining us, Goofy Bones is going to check in with us. He's parking his car in San Jose right now, getting ready to. He's going to attempt to somehow counter protest these, or I don't even know if it's counter protesting. He's just going to be an agitator. He's just going to go out and agitate and rabble rouse these protesters. And hopefully he's going to do it with the phone on, calling into the show.
Hell yeah.
He's parking the car right now. Hopefully he'll call back in a second and get a report from him and some live on the street shit. Oh, in fact, here he is. Goofy, what's going on down there?
Hey, how you doing? I'm live downtown San Jose. Get the fuck out of here. Don't tell me you're one of these rebel rousers out here. Hell no, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Are you serious?
Oh, one of your homeboys down there? Is one of your homeboys down there?
I think it's his dad.
Right here, Vince in the Bay.
What's up with it?
Right here, live.
Oh, no way. Goofy's homie is at the fucking protest.
Well, that's funny.
Ironic.
You're a closet occupier, bro. You're one of the 99%, homie.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You know damn well that these fucking people, they're fucking richer than what they fucking look. Come on now. If this is a Poe in America, why do they fucking got shoes? Why do they got fucking pants on, for God's sake?
Why are they white?
Why are they white? Then tell me, why are you and me the only Mexicans here? Tell me that fucking story.
Where's La Raza? Where's La Raza?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. All these fucking rebel rousers. This is fucking embarrassing to the city. Tilton, we're live on the radio. Why don't you tell people what you think about this fucking shit?
I think everyone should come out and show their support with
it. That's what's up.
Speaking.
I'm going to go walk around. What's up? You want to cheat around the corner or what's up? You what? Get the fuck out of here, loser.
Once again, we have Goofy Bone, reporting live from Occupy San Jose. And hang on, we gotta pause 5 seconds. We're being simulcast now via Telemundo, reporting live from San Jose. We gotta pause 5 seconds for our affiliates to identify themselves. You're listening to the Vince of the Bay Radio Network.
This is
anonymous
radio. Bring it back.
And we're back. Goofy Bone is on the street right now, folks. Goofy Bone on the streets of San Jose. And
I'm a correspondent right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm all against this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the thing is that they want me out here to fucking get people to talk on the fucking radio and shit.
I wouldn't be the right.
I don't know why. I just thought you looked intelligent. So I'm sorry. All right, let's go around over here.
Once again, Goofy Bone checking in from Occupy San Jose. Meanwhile, what's going on in Canada, Crafty Tires?
You want to talk on the radio?
Crafty Tires, what's going on?
You're not that informed, so you're on, Optimal Pro.
You're on.
Okay.
Does anybody informed want to talk on the radio about this?
Anybody who's foreign? What?
Are you serious? Why?
Did you say foreign?
Any culture,
or
anybody of culture, of ethnic, any of ethnic.
This is anonymous radio with Vince in the Bay. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio. You guys never heard of that? And you guys are anonymous? No. Okay. You guys got no job. Vince, are you here? Are you live? What's up?
Yeah, no, we hear you, bro. What's going on? Who are you talking to now?
Anonymous Radio, Vince in the Bay.
Anonymous Radio.
Wait. No, it's Vince in the Bay. It has nothing to do with Anonymous. What are you talking about? Are you saying that because do they have masks on or something? Why are you saying that?
Vince, I got Jake right here. He wants to give his opinion on why he's out here and stuff.
All right, put Jake on. Perfect. Thanks, homie. Put him on.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Jake? You're live on Blog Talk Radio. What's the scene down there in San Jose? What's going on exactly? What are you people up to?
Well, good evening to Blog Talk Radio. We're out here representing the 99% of the population, and there's probably a little over 50 people out here. We got some news cameras out here, and they're waiting for the drama to unfold. The police said they're going to come down here at 11 o'clock, and they're going to arrest people. So,
that's cool. How much time did they give us?
They said they're going to be here about 11 to 11:30.
Oh, excellent. So we got 30 minutes to get arrested.
Perfect. I can get down there just in time to check it out when I finish the show. I finish the show at 11. I can make it down there by 11:30.
That's the rerun.
I actually drove by the San Francisco protests tonight on the way home from my long day abroad. We lost Goofy Bones. Sorry about that, folks. It's a lot of work. You people don't realize how much work it is being a fucking goddamn engineer / radio host. There was a good little mob outside of the Federal Reserve Building in San Francisco. I don't know, maybe a half hour or 45 minutes before I got on the air tonight. There was a nice, good sized crowd. Still, pretty, thick on the sidewalk. There were rumors on Twitter that they were going to get raided and anything they weren't carrying was going to get taken from them. And I don't know. All I saw was just a lot of people standing around and lots of cops. It seemed like almost equal amount cops ratio to protesters. Also, the cable car turnaround right there was very, very popular. There was they were getting a lot of traffic actually from just the cable car turnaround itself. That late at night, what, 8 o'clock? Everybody usually around that area is just, downtown's just a ghost town. Financial district just shuts down at, past whatever, 6 or 7. But they're out there. They're probably still out there right now. I bet they, I know they stay out all night, but they're rolling pretty deep late at night. They're putting Operation Bart to shame as far as numbers wise. They certainly have a good mob of people. No Pros on here with me. Let's check in. I got a ton of callers. Let's start taking some of these calls. Who is this? Area code 805. You're on the air.
Dude, you never remember me. And I've been calling kind of consistently now.
Is this Wendigo?
No. This is Roy.
Roy. Fuck, Roy. What's going on? Like I said just a minute ago, I'm doing a lot right here, Roy. I'm taking calls. I got 20 people on the switchboard. I got, I'm juggling a chat room and Twitter, and I'm trying to direct the conversation here. And I apologize. It is Yom Kippur, by the way. I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show, Roy, but, I'm trying to, in the spirit of Yom Kippur, I'm going to try to apologize for my transgressions against other people that have occurred throughout the year. And you're right, it's not fair to you that I, as a talk show host, am not able to recognize you and your voice and your name upon instantly hearing it. I apologize, and I will not let it happen again.
Well,
if I can help it, so help me God. What's going on, Roy? What's on your mind? What do you want to jump in with?
So I attended the first GA for Occupy Los Angeles, and that was a group of about 30 or so, 30 or 40, if that. That's probably generous, but that movement took off on itself, and they're doing pretty damn well as far as I can see at this point, getting endorsed by the actual LA City Council. Let them sleep on the lawn. They're actually like being nice to them and courteous, which is like the complete opposite of, New York City. But, I just happened to see today, my wife linked me to, the Occupy.
Jesus, you're married? You're married?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You can't be more than like 17. You're married?
No, dude, I've been married and divorced and I got two kids, dude. I'm
and how old are you? 20?
Yeah, yeah. I was young, young and dumb, but, you know, you grow up quick.
Right now, or you got to be like 19 or 20 right now.
No, I'm 27, dude.
Wow, you sound really young.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's great. When you're 37, you'll sound like you're 27. It'll be great.
But, you know, some good news, though, is that I didn't even know it, and I guess some people in my actual local town here have been organizing for Occupy Ventura, which is my hometown.
Jesus
here.
Christ, they got Ventura. They got Ventura.
So I was quite impressed by that it actually happened. But attended the first GA tonight, and it was like always, it's very chaotic because a lot of people don't understand how you can organize something without a leader or a spokesperson, per se. And this is a very, I would say, a very Republican-heavy town, and a lot of people were shaking their heads and everything else throughout the meeting, and I, you know, just want to let everybody know that it's kind of interesting to see how uncomfortable people are with understanding this is a lead, there is no leadership. It's, you know, everybody's movement, and it actually ended up ending pretty well with committees being assigned and people joining up and everything else. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I was actually kind of impressed that it's just blooming everywhere, all over. And it's something I didn't predict. I thought, I remember, I think I called in on the show when Jamie Cohorn, that bitch, was, you know, on the show as well. And we were kind of discussing whether it'd even take off or not. I was all for it, and she was kind of disregarding the whole movement in a way.
I was down with the movement at the beginning. I was still kind of skeptical. I think I was skeptical the whole time. Every time I see these things pop up, I especially since the Tea Party, like, you know, I'm very, very cautious now, and I think it was started with what I can tell were altruistic intentions. You know, Wall Street has kind of fucked us over in 2008, and they got, you know, some of them haven't paid it back. Some people, a few heads have rolled. AIG still owes a lot of money. GM still owes a lot of money. You know, there's some dubious activity going on, no doubt about it. And if this helps shine some light on that, great. But unfortunately, it's already been usurped by Obama, to lay the seeds for his reelection campaign. This is you're seeing the kickoff of the Obama reelection campaign right now, essentially. And that's what's sad. But, you know, the people that are in it, to get their message out, should stick with it, for sure. Just like, the Tea Partiers, they, you know, even though Fox News, you know, jumped on board, it's like, hey, you know, treat it for what it is. It's your megaphone now. And if MSNBC is your megaphone now, use it then. Like, it's kind of, you know, maybe the best way to subvert the system is to just get absorbed into it and then, you know, make it your own. And I think that's kind of what the Tea Party did. And Fox News is paying dividends for it. They got great ratings. So I don't know how this – that's the one thing I haven't paid attention to is now that Occupy Wall Street is kind of like in the news now, what are the cable news ratings looking like now?
Drudge
usually always has that somewhere at the bottom.
I'm more curious on and what was really refreshing is being at this first GA, there was actually a – and it's quite type atypical. There was that one person that spoke up and said, Ron Paul, you know, I think you all should pay attention to this and that. And I was about to say something, and someone else popped up and said, you know what, this isn't where you advertise those kind of things. This isn't about any, you know, Republican, Democrat. This isn't about Green Party. None of that crap. It's about the 99%. I was actually pretty shocked to hear, and it came from, it came from somebody that could have been my mom. It was somebody, you know, older, from an older generation, and I was very impressed by that because, you know, like we've been seeing, or I've been seeing, is that a majority of people, at least, are, you know, a younger generation, and to actually see people around my area that actually are aware of this was quite refreshing, and also to just know, like, this isn't about that, this isn't about unions even so much, it's just about people, you know, and I was really shocked to see that somebody piped up and knew that right off the bat. It shut that down, you know, that whole rhetoric of, you know, we got to back Ron Paul. And I was actually kind of shocked it even was said, but, like, you know, in general, I was really happy to hear that somebody else right away just went, hey, you know what, take off your red jacket, your blue jacket, then it isn't about that. And it was pretty damn cool.
Nice. I have another caller here. I think this might be Goose Cream Soup. Goose Cream Soup?
What?
Is that, wait, 937. Area code 937. Yeah.
Bless me.
How you doing?
I'm a little, I don't know.
Oh, you know.
I'm a little.
Yay. Shut up.
This is the most she has ever said on the show, by the way.
Yes. Round of applause, everyone. Come on.
I want more. I want an encore. Give us more.
What are you drinking?
Yeah, what the hell have you been drinking all night, honey? And are you able to stand? I hope you're.
No.
Okay.
I can't even go.
Jeez,
I can't move from this spot.
All right, so. We have a little love poem from Crappy Tires to something. Who is this going out to, Crappy Tires?
Happy birthday, Crappy Tires.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's not his birthday anymore.
He's 10.
Well, it's still
10?
His birthday here. It's past midnight Eastern, so he's already 13. It's over.
13.
Oh, I'm sorry. He says 12. My bad. You'll be a teenager in 1 year from now, dude. You're almost a teenager, bro.
Our little crappy tires.
Last year of the queen.
I can't. They just grow up so fast.
Oh shit! I'm getting Chinese food bombed.
Mm.
That's how they do it. That's how the trolls do it here in the Bay. They don't pizza bomb. They Chinese food bomb. Usually pick a good. You usually can't miss though here in San Francisco. The Chinese food is amazing.
Crappy, no fucking songs.
What?
Oh yeah,
Crappy. You want to play this? You go ahead, draw on Crappy. Who's this song dedicated to, by the way? Z Cleaver. Okay, go ahead.
If I had one wish, I would fly up in me. I would look down on you like you look down on me, and then your heart. So look at me now as I stand up and shout. No, I'm not gonna disappear. I am one of a kind. I have made up my mind. Can you see me standing here? Can you see me now? Can you see me now?
These people are idiots I've ever heard. They're all idiots.
And all right. into the green room. Okay. Back to the show.
That was a really gay song, bro.
Wow. That was totally gay.
Horrible.
I felt like I was in the Castro a second ago.
I felt like I was being castrated slowly. Holy shit.
I want to jab my eardrums with an ice pick right now.
Oh, shit.
So what's up with this Jamie Colhorn crap, dude?
This is what she wants us to do, though. She wants us to get into it. Do you really?
No. Hold on. Aside from attention, why doesn't somebody just, you know, social engineer, send her a link, you know, and interpret her back shell and just fucking just go off on her shit, dude, and just rail her laptop, whatever it is that she's using. I mean, why not, you know? Like,
because you can just ignore the.
Who's to say that's not happening? I mean, every Twitter or Facebook or whatever they put up comes down. So you know, who's to say that shit isn't going on and they're, you know, I don't know, man. I just see attention seekers, like blatant attention seekers, and the best way to deal with it is not don't give them what they want.
Touche.
But that's just me, and it's my show. And if you'd like to go into the show within the show, apparently it's in my green room with crappy tires playing some gay music. Let's check in on the green room real quick and see what's going on there. Crappy, where's the music, dude?
Oh, my God.
Put him in the black room.
He dedicated this to Zeke Cleaver, okay? This is a very, very meaningful song. It's more. You got to listen to the lyrics too.
Well, have them post the lyrics instead of the whole damn song. I'm gonna do a remake or something.
I've been getting tired. I talked about it. Take music off. Wikipedia.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's up?
Cinda's on the line. You should find her call. That way you could, she could tell us about all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's here. She's right here. She's. I got her right here. Hey. Dude, you're on the air. What's up? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you guys?
Fantastic. It's so much better now that you're here. What's going on with you? Did you... have you been listening to the show, or what's up?
Yeah, I've been listening about for the past hour or so, a little bit here and there.
Well, if you've been listening, of course, tonight I'm celebrating Yom in the spirit. I'm not Jewish, but I'm in the spirit. Wait, what's going on in my chat room right now? Seriously,
man.
You know, do we have some sort of scrolling session going on? Unauthorized scrolling session going on? Motormouth News is asleep, so that tells me that this is an unauthorized scrolling session going on in my chat room right now, and I did not, you know, if your Motormouth News is asleep, I'm going to have to put some people on timeout, 2 minutes for scrolling. These people are putting the one angry Jew, what the hell is that all about? So, Steely Dan in the chat room, 2 minutes for spamming, 2 minutes, Steely Jan for spamming, scrolling in the chat room.
And Vince apparently can't speak today.
No, I can never speak, dude.
Is Fickle online?
Yeah, he's right there.
You don't even want to know.
Yeah, if you want to know what's going on. Oh, man, is Crappy still unmuted? Jesus.
Put him in the back room.
Oh God. Well, you know, we're going into our second hour here.
This show is brought to you by Coors Light and rum.
No, it's brought to you by. No, shut up, dude. It's brought to you in part by our friends at Silverstein, Lowenstein, Sternbonwitz, and Bonstein. Wow. Wits. It's our good friend, the one angry Jew. What's up, Jew? Happy Yom Kippur.
Yes, I am. I have a sandwich waiting to break my fast in the morning. A nice, healthy BLT with fresh tomatoes. And actually, it's brought to you by the law firm of Pish Posh and Splat.
Perfect. So, what it do, Jew?
Did you have something happen in your chat room? What happened?
Oh, just some spammers, some scrollers.
Oh, those
people doing chat room graffiti. Chat room graffiti artists. Yeah. I'll tell you, the real chat room graffiti artists are people like No Thieves. You know? He's got the Star of David in there. He's representing.
He's just a cut and paster. Come on. He just cuts and pastes from text.
Yeah.
He's not a real artist.
No, no. Are you talking about No Thieves? No Thieves is the shit, man.
No, he just cuts and pastes from... I know the website where he gets that stuff from. He just cuts and pastes.
Oh, really? What's the website?
I'll tell you offline. He's just a cut and paster. That's all.
Well...
And by the way, anybody who wants to slam me or send me a bacon, any sandwich with bacon in it, I always go for bacon, sun-dried tomatoes, and any meal with artichokes in it. Oh, man, I'm a sucker.
What are you doing, Crappy Tires? What the hell? No, I'm not. It's Soundboard Sunday. Call in Sunday with that shit. Soundboard Sundays, all right? Right now, we're celebrating Yom Kippur with my friend the Jew.
Exactly.
Don't mind. And in the spirit of Yom Kippur, I've been apologizing to everybody for my transgressions. And, Jew, I honestly couldn't think of anything that I did that I'd want to take back. Oh, except for that one time I cut you off at the end of the show. You were doing a prayer. You were going to wish
a good prayer, too.
You were going to wish somebody testicular cancer, and I cut you off, and I apologize for that, Jew. I won't let that happen again. Yep.
I'm over it.
Yeah. And God, if you're out there, I hope you understand. It's no hard feeling. All right?
Because as you know, Katie lied.
And let's see, Shagmi's here, Sicko.
She was halfway crucified.
Who?
Katie. She lied.
Who's
she? She's
Katie?
On the other side.
Who are you talking about? What?
If you're tomorrow.
Katie Holmes?
Yeah, see. See that? It's completely lost on everybody. Katie lied. She was halfway crucified. She was on the other side.
Is that completely lost on anybody?
Of your tomorrow. Well, I'll tell you what, none of you have any taste whatsoever.
They're all idiots.
We don't care about what you have to say.
They are all idiots. They have no breeding. It's terrible. The people that are in your chat room, Vince, they're like barking dogs.
Us idiots are gonna run this fucking country.
I'll be out of here long before you idiots are running the country. But you're exactly
only
right.
If we're lucky.
That's so
only
frightening.
If we're lucky.
That's such a frightening
a
thought.
Berry.
You have
How
no
do you
idea.
Want it? You want to be
that
cremated
is,
or buried?
That is such a frightening thought. I can't tell you that one of these days, one of you could sit on a jury, supposedly a jury of my peers. Ugh.
It looks like No Thieves Allowed in the chat room. No Thieves Allowed in the chat room saying, screw you, he draws requests all the time. He does. Give him a request. Request him to draw something. He'll do it in like...
Okay, have you ever heard Fat Red Dragon find any song that you tell him? This guy's doing the same thing. He's just a quick Googler, that's all.
Well, he's the quickest because it's lightning fast.
Well, just like the Fat Red Dragon. Go challenge the Fat Red Dragon to find any song.
Well, obviously, he's just got his computer routed into his mixer, and he's playing soundboards off YouTube. It's like, yeah, exactly. I know what you're saying. But I don't think – what's to say – first of all, these sites where – he allegedly cuts and pastes from.
Yeah.
Somebody had to take the time to create that in the first place. Who's to say he's not that guy that has that brilliance where he creates all those things that people cut and paste from?
Well, you
is that not
go,
possible? Is that
it
not
is,
possible?
It is possible. It's anything is possible again. But I doubt it. I find him to be a cut and paster.
No, dude. I think he might be the guy that runs the cut and paste website.
Yeah, it might be.
He just tries out. He tries out new material in my chat room all the time. He's brilliant. He's awesome. Yeah. I think some of these guys are just really good at it. I think some people put like some serious time into it.
This is all I can
develop skills. All right, Lull Zone is flipping me off virtually in the chat room. All right, my chat room is starting to get scrolly right now. People are getting squirrely and scrolly in the chat room.
Squirrely and squirrely, right.
Squirrely and scrolly.
Drunk squirrely
and who is, and I think we have one of them on the air because I can hear somebody cutting and pasting. Who the fuck is cutting? Is that Shagmi?
No.
Nobody on the air is actually scrolling anything in the chat room, guys.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Did you mute Shaggy, boy? You didn't do anything.
I got beer and rum in my hands. I have no time to be caught being impatient.
I'm just checking something out. I'm just checking something out.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. I got what you're doing. Makes
oh. Oh.
Like this.
Let me get my
watch
Omar
this.
Santos
watch this.
Account back
Let's
on
see
here.
This. Bonk. Oh, okay. let's see about this.
Don't let me get my Omar Santos account back on.
No. Ooh. Oh, you know what's the game.
Breakfast
one,
is a lie.
The Jew won the holiest of holies.
This one right here.
Unimpressed.
God damn it! Hang on a second.
Ghost butters.
This is not making good radio at all. I agree, Jew. I'm just muting people. I'm just muting people that are notorious for logging on under a troll account and what you might consider a legit straight account. And
shit.
And because you know how BTR, what do? They block by account and IP address. So sometimes I get people here logged on under, and some people, I don't know why, a lot of people are getting muted just randomly too. I don't know why this is happening. I apologize to some of the people that have been getting muted randomly, although some of them are, because BTR does this every once in a while. It just randomly mutes people. But whatever. It is what it is. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got a full board here. A non-sit-up.
Are you on the other side of tomorrow?
I've got Roy. I've got Goose Cream Soup is wasted. She's on the line. we got Div here. Synthetic Div is with us tonight.
I'd like to make some soup.
Yeah, you should get to know Goose Cream Soup. She's a great gal.
Oh, I make awesome soup. I put fresh basil in my soup. It's great.
Yeah, look, there.
Nah, bro, I'm taken, man. Go away. Oh my god.
Okay, so what is the discussion tonight, if I may ask?
Oh, geez.
Well, I was one to ask, and on Sundays, how Occupy San Antonio is going.
Are we discussing the idiots at all these Occupy things? I'm all for them, but they don't have a fucking clue as to what they're talking about.
Yeah. You know what? We just had, you missed it. We just had Goofy Bone on the line. Hopefully he's going to call back.
Well, he's usually drunk. He doesn't know what he's talking about either.
He's on the, no, dude, check this out. He's on, man on the street. He reported for, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes. He was on the street there in San Jose. Apparently, there's an Occupy San Jose. There's like, I don't know, 15 or 20 people.
Yeah, where's that being held? At a coffee shop?
No. I think it's at City Hall. I don't. I think he said it was at
City
Hall.
No, they're at a coffee shop ordering lattes. Come on, go get Goofy on the phone and let's verify.
Oh, shit. I don't have him on the phone.
Calling all the press from that local area in San Jose, saying, come on down. We've occupied the Starbucks.
Hey, they don't have free Wi-Fi. I'd rather occupy...
Occupy Starbucks, absolutely. That's what I do for my Wi-Fi needs.
Depending on the mood, I'd occupy the peep shows in San Francisco. Depends on what I want. We're occupying the peep shows. Come on down and cover it.
All right, Crappy Tires has a message for Goose Cream Soup. Go ahead, Crappy Tires.
Oh my god!
Oh, yeah, that's...
Happy Yom Kippur, everybody.
Yep, I'm going to head down to Denny's after Starbucks closes and occupy that, too. I'm occupying a booth at Denny's. Call in the New York Times.
Occupy Denny's. Occupy Denny's in effect tonight, folks. Occupy Denny's.
Happy hey, you know, when you're late night and you're hungry, there's nothing better than Denny's.
That's right. Oh, man. Oh, my God. The chat room is just off the fucking chain now. We got people, Ghost Zero is creating battle tanks.
Cut and paste, cut and paste.
Come on, Drew. You're just fucking jealous because you can't do it.
I can cut and paste like the best of them. I just choose not to. I'm occupying my chair at the moment.
Hey, who's laughing up there? There's no laughing at the Jew. He's serious.
Hey, the Jew's funny. Oh, it's all right. They can laugh. Let them laugh. They will never know.
No, you don't understand. They're laughing at you. They're not laughing. They don't think you're funny. They what?
Laughing at you, not with you.
Women always think I'm funny. Ask her.
All right,
cool.
Ladies, we have two ladies here. We have two ladies here. Ladies, what do you think? Goose, you first. Goose for cream soup. What do you think?
What do I think? What am I being asked?
Is the Jew funny? Is the one angry Jew funny?
No, of course not. He's making my lover leave.
Better jump on him so he doesn't leave.
I need an explanation of how that works.
She's correct. Let's go to Div. Div, what do you think? Is the Jew funny?
He's all right. He's not that bad.
Not that bad. That means she wants. That means she wants to blow me. I know it. Come on.
Right. That's bad, you guys. It's horrible. No, he's all right. Not that funny, but he's not.
She's trying to be nice.
And I am one Jew in desperate need of a good blowjob, I'll tell you that.
You're not getting it.
Well, it's been the story, of my life. I'm used to it. It's all right.
So check this out. Check this out. Anonymous Sabu, I don't know if you guys follow Anonymous Sabu, but he's doing a Reddit interview right now, and every single thing that their question is getting answered and being tweeted on his Twitter account. And he just said that they're getting ready to dump some internal stuff on the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers. How do you say that, Joe?
The Koch brothers. But the Koch brothers are now having BOTs and wine for Yom Kippur.
Yeah, the Koch brothers, apparently their some internals might be coming this way. At least it's hinted here via the Sabu Reddit comment interview thing. I don't even know what's going on with that, but if you're followed Sabu, it's either annoying or intriguing, but it's there.
You fucking asshole, Vince. I have something to finally talk about, and you just steal it from my hands.
Are they all drunk?
Go ahead, talk about it. What are your thoughts on it, Shagmi? What do you think about it?
On Sabu or him answering questions in the open like that?
I don't know. Whatever. What did you want to say about it?
No, I just wanted to say Sabu right now is answering every single question. If you want to ask him a question, go to Reddit.
Yeah, or some people are complaining about it. Like this dude, who's this guy? Oh. Shadow DSS.
I'm really needing that soup.
Huh?
I'm really in need of that soup, more than the blowjob, really.
Oh, get the matzo ball soup, damn it.
See, the thing with yeah, exactly.
I have not had a good matzo ball soup, and I can't tell you how long. My grandma used to make a great matzo ball soup. Why are you all laughing? I don't understand.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
Wow.
I like my coffee extra strong.
Wow, that's great.
Shouts out to Ghost. Good times. Check out Ghost. He's on every day on Blog Talk Radio. What time is he on? 2 p.m. Pacific? That's where it's at. True Capitalist Radio. Ghost is speaking of Ghost. Ghost Zero is entering some very interesting artwork.
Biscayne Bay.
But But Ghostbusters, on the other hand, is going to have two minutes in the penalty box. 2 minutes for pasting swastikas, scrolling swastikas in the goddamn chat room.
You think Ghostbusters is Jamie? I know Jamie.
He's in
Biscayne Bay with the Cuban sleep all day.
Anyway,
have you been there?
Ghostbusters is Come on, dude. Why do you always gotta be all conspiratorial and come up with this crazy shit, dude? Seriously, it's a guy that trolls Ghost. He's one of Ghost's trolls. That's why I was playing those soundboards, because I know this guy trolls Ghost. He's probably got a brony as his avatar. I haven't checked his profile, but I wouldn't be surprised. But you can usually tell they follow Goofy around and Ghost around like a venereal disease, it's seriously like a cyber venereal disease. These bronies. They've totally infested Ghost's show. It's just like be incarnate in his goddamn chat room, and now they've started like Goofy's been hanging out over there, and now he's caught the fucking infection.
Oh God.
And they follow him around, and he calls into my show, and they start showing up over here. You know, you gotta nip that in the bud, man.
I'm not even freeballing. Holy shit! I feel like I'm the minority here.
Oh, dude, we're all freeballing. What are you talking about, dude? It's almost Pantless Saturday.
What about Soundboard Sunday? Crappy says he wants to play me a song. I say no. No more song, Crappy. Come on. You've been fucking trolling Vince all week. Save it for one day. Because last Sunday it fucking failed. Bad.
There's a ton of people on the phone line right now hanging out. If you're new to the show and you want to call in and talk, you got to press the number 1. Press the number 1, and that will raise your hand and alert me that you want to get on the show. I know sometimes it's not obvious when you call in. If you called in for the first time and you want to talk, press the number 1. And I'll do it. Yeah, what's up, Shagmy? What's up?
No, I'm telling Wendy go to push 1. He's always on the phone. He's always
Yeah.
I know.
Well, maybe he doesn't have anything to say. He just wants to listen. Some people just want to listen in real time because there is a delay. It's like a 10-second delay or whatever. And so some people.
I never have anything to say.
Time.
You know that.
What?
I never have shit to say. You know that. I just speak out of my ass.
Yeah, that's the truth, Ruth. Roy's still here. Roy's been quiet for a while. Roy, is there anything else you wanted to get off your chest while we got plenty of time to kill here? We're basically just vamping until Goofy checks back in with us. He was set to go down. He was on the street at the protests, and he was all ready to talk shit to these people. And lo and behold, who shows up at the protest? One of his homeboys, one of his friends that he knows, is there in solidarity with the Occupy Wall Streeters in San Jose at Occupy San Jose. Very embarrassing. And I think it was kind of funny and convenient. I think it was convenient that Goofy had to scurry off after he found out his homies were down there. Pretty interesting, huh? Suddenly Goofy's like, fuck, maybe I am the fucking 99%. God damn it.
Probably had to blaze a bowl with him or something.
Yeah, he's like, hit this blunt. All right, let's take a call. We got another caller here. Who's this? Yeah, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. No, they did not hang up. They're there. He or she is there. Oh, maybe not. All right, if you want to join the shenanigans here, it's 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. And, yeah, hopefully Goofy's going to call us back. I don't know what's up, man.
Oh, shit, someone's calling me.
Oh, fuck. It's the feds. You're going to get banned, bro. It was
for
nice knowing you. Peace out. You know what? That's a great segue. Check this out. Some Goofy Bone. We'll be right back.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time.
Get used to this, Shagmy. This is going to be your life, bro.
All
now that you're banned.
For you then, motherfucker. Come on, everybody.
Man.
Shout out.
Drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprises.
Coming right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me. Drama. It comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Chump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened? Everyone was down for their crime. You want to take that easy life and drop that dime. In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure light on cable. But are you able to sacrifice your life for the table? Underline that fact. If you're a coward, you're gonna get whacked. Pull him through his house while he's watering his lawn, then you attack.
That's drama.
Coming right back to me.
Gentlemen, we've got some serious goddamn drama going on in the chat room. This is getting out of hand here. I have legitimate listeners who would like to interact with the show and chat with the show. Since you've been doing this little scroll-a-thon in the chat room, I've lost like 10 listeners already. You're causing a little bit of a disturbance on the chat room platform, and I'm afraid I'm gonna have to institute chat room martial law. That's it, everybody. Chat room martial law has been instituted, and sorry I had to come to this, but you guys, you got to listen to Selassie and stop hating in the Bay.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host... Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got talent.
Oh yeah, stop hating in the Bay, yo. Just do as Selassie says, and do as Selassie say. And stop hating in the Bay. Stop hating in the Bay, yo. Yeah, that's right. I instituted motherfucking chat room martial law, and I will just be approving messages from now on. And I approve No Thieves Allowed message that has been approved. Some people are giving some positive commentary in the chat room, and I will allow some of that commentary to continue. But as of right now, chat room martial law is instituted. I do not appreciate the messages some of you people are saying to me. Now, I know you don't see it showing up in the chat room, but people are sending me messages, and I will approve them on a message-by-message basis, okay? No Thieves Allowed pretty much gets approved all the time. Because No Thieves Allowed has some amazing artwork. Now, you know, I don't know. I haven't checked the chat logs before. But I don't know if when you put moderation mode on, if that any of that scrolling even counts in the ultimate chat log. I would think it did. It would. It just wouldn't be published in the chat room right now. Cyber War News in the building. I didn't see you jump into the chat room there, Cyber War News. I should do a chat room. Oh, yeah, speaking of the scrollers, why don't we go down the list here and just say hi to them all, shall we? Oh, hang on. I've got to approve a couple more messages. All right. Shouts out, or no, not shouts out, some of these people. Some of these people, you know, are the cause of martial law. Ghostbusters in the chat room. Sugar, Zero Sugar in the house. Loops in the building. A hide, I guess it is. Briz 540 or so, Brizzo maybe, I don't know. Briz in the house. Crappy headlights in the building. Crappy headlights in the house. Also, crappy tires in the building. We have two crappies in the house. We have filled our quota for the night. Cyber War News in the building. Shouts out to Cyber War News. Thank you for joining me. Shouts out to Prison Reform Movement. Hello, darling. I see you in there. Who else do we have? Oh, Ghost Zero in the house. What's up, Ghost Zero? Goose Cream Soup, the lovely Goose Cream Soup, who's on the line with me right now, by the way. Goose, how are you feeling right now? Hello, Goose. Earth to Goose.
Oh, what? Sorry.
How are you feeling, darling?
I'm gone.
Sweet. Stay away from the Jew. He might try to take advantage of you.
Yeah, still need a good blowjob.
Doesn't it just sound really creepy when he says that? Does that not sound creepy? Div, did that sound you think that sounded hot or creepy when the Jew just said that? Is it kind of creepy?
Why does that sound creepy?
It's a little creepy, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It's not totally creepy.
That's really creepy. I don't understand.
You don't understand the need for a good blowjob? I could explain it to you.
I know. I understand that, but...
I could explain it to
hello,
you. I'll call to you on a... Let's
I'm
occupy.
Halfway taken, so I think you need to step
Which
off.
Which half of you is taken? Because that would impinge on the end result.
I'm completely taken, okay? Just step
Zim
off.
Down,
but which half? The upper half or the lower half?
All of me.
I only require the upper half. I don't need the lower half.
I don't
half.
Care oh. what you require. I just think you need to step off.
All right. Let's see who else we have here. We have more callers. Let's see who else is here. There's a caller, a Skype caller on right now. Skanky's schoolgirl. Skanky schoolgirl, you're on the air with Vincent and the Goose. What's up? Hello, Skanky Schoolgirl. Are you there? Going once, Skanky Schoolgirl. Your caller, you're on the air. Skanky Schoolgirl. Okay. No Skanky Schoolgirl, but I still have Div and Shag Me. We lost Sicko, I think. Did we lose?
No.
Did Sicko rage quit? Did Sicko rage quit?
He probably did. Get back on, yeah. Sicko. He's probably listening right now. Get on. Because he had a question, I think, or a couple for me. And the phone's about today.
Oh, really? Who had a question? Sicko did?
Yeah, he was going to ask me about Occupy San Antonio.
Oh, tell us about Occupy San Antonio. Yes, please.
Okay. Oh, I think it was yesterday. What's it yesterday? Yes. Yesterday, it started out at Travis Park. It started at 6 in the morning, just like to people getting together. It was really neat. Everything was really awesome, I think. We had peacekeeper team, the legal team, medic team, other teams. I forgot who was what. The media team, we had that one too. We had over 100 people, you know, marching down San Antonio and no one got arrested. Like, the police were, like, giving us thumbs up and stuff. It was really awesome. Even the city council, because San Antonio also has a city council government, they approved for us to occupy Hemisphere Park during, like, they let us do it. And I think it was pretty awesome. I don't know. I can't stay, though, because my parents are strict as fuck. And I live, like, 30 miles away from San Antonio. I don't live there, but I go to school there every fucking day, which kind of sucks. But that's pretty much it.
Correct. So that's Goose Cream Soup. She's hanging out with me here. I got the Jew, and I've got the lovely Div in the building, and we got another Blocks caller here. Who's this?
No, you just my size. You talk good to me. And
oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
That's
this
really
is stupid,
boring.
Dude. Soundboard Sunday, dude. That's all I'm saying is Soundboard Sunday. Call back on Sunday.
Hey, Adam Kokesh just uploaded a video. Cool.
I like Adam Kokesh. I have an Adam versus the man crush.
You do?
I like that guy. I like that. What's his name? What's her name? Mary Mad knows that I haven't. She dubbed it an Adam versus the man crush because I love his videos. I think they're great. I like his spirit. I like what he's all about. And, you know, I very rarely disagree with him. And I love his approach. He does civil disobedience better than anyone, I think. I don't know. Did you see him do his breakdancing at the Lincoln Memorial? Or was it Lincoln? Or no, it was Jefferson.
Well, wait a minute. Are you referring to when they body slammed him, the breaking?
Yeah.
Breaking
wasn't that badass? That was so
funny. Now, aren't you surprised that I keep up on all of that stuff?
Oh, shit. Do I still have chat room moderated? My bad. My bad, folks. Sorry that...
I'm absolutely
martial
there.
Law. You guys, people have been behaving. There's actually a lot of great artwork that's happening in the chat room. I undid chat room martial law so we could enjoy the lovely artwork, and hopefully people will be respectful, but I will give Ghostbusters two minutes for scrolling. Ghostbusters, 2 minutes.
Now where is your Emmy?
Emmy? I'm going for a Peabody.
I don't know. I'd get better off with a blowjob from Emmy. I don't know.
I don't know. We're waiting for Goofy to call back in. I think Goofy might be here. Goofy, what's up? What's it looking down there? Goofy, of course, is down in San Jose at Occupy San Jose.
Where are they in San Jose, Goofy? Tell me. I know they're at the Starbucks.
What's that, Goofy? What's going on down there, Goofy?
The cops came and raided us, and these people wanted to jump my ass.
He's publicly drunk.
No, no, I'm not drunk. I haven't even had a beer yet, fucko.
Away from the cerveza. Stand away.
We're live on the radio.
Cerveza.
No cervezas for this webback.
So you're what's going on, Goofy? The cops came, and you get, and are you still there, or what happened?
I'm leaving right now, but I mean, shit, the cops came in full force and told everybody, get the fuck out of here.
Well, maybe they were closing the Starbucks.
Is that the Jew?
Occupy Starbucks will continue tomorrow at 9 a.m. or no, at 6 a.m.
They'll be open at 7 a.m.
Is that the Jew?
Occupy, Ross. Occupy Starbucks.
Where's your yarmulke
tomorrow?
Listen,
good friends. We'll talk to you a latte.
Go occupy a Greyhound station.
Been there, done that, Jew.
At least they got dirty bathrooms, right?
Hey guys, I gotta go. Nice talking to you guys.
She's gotta go.
All right.
Greyhound station. They got bathrooms.
Nice talking to you guys.
All right, Div. Take care. Oh man, the Jew is just driving the listenership into the toilet. I apologize, Div.
Hey, at least I'm providing a toilet for them. They're in New York, they got nowhere to go. Where are you gonna go? You gotta go piss at a hot tub.
All right, all right. That's enough.
Give me a bottle.
Oh gosh. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily reflective of Vince of the Bay and the Vince of the Bay listenership. But we respect views of all stripes. So we got Crappy Tires back with us. What's up, Crappy? What do you got now? Come on, dude. All right, let's take another call here. It's block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Dude, Soundboard Sunday. That's all I gotta say. Just save it for Sunday. Do a Sunday show, Soundboard Sunday, be there. Oh my God. What a nightmare, Yom Kippur. I apologize, folks. You know, this entire broadcast has been one huge transgression. I was trying to conduct a very PG friendly broadcast tonight. It's Free Ball Friday. We're not fully nude. I mean, you know, it's, you know, the kids are here, the family's around. We're trying to just, you know, it's TGIF, but without your underpants. So, you know, come on, let's come together, people, dude. Let's just make love, not war. Seriously, come on, let's just. Stop the hate. Stop hating in the Bay. Let's do this. I got 15 minutes to go. Ghostbusters is talking a lot of smack. I apologize, folks, for a lot of the nonsense going on in the chat room. You know, it's internet radio. What do you want? But thanks to Div for calling in. I'm sorry that the Jew. I think you scared off Div, dude.
It's possible. Yeah. Was it the blowjob or just the melodic sound of my voice?
I think it's the two in tandem, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you pretty
well,
much...
Who should I do next?
They're all gone now. Like, everybody... You pretty much scared off all of the callers. It's just...
Wow.
It's you, me, I don't know what happened to Goofy Bone. Goofy, are you still there?
Well, is Ron Paul girl on tonight? I could go bother her. She plays... Vince,
yeah. Vince, I'm here.
Yeah, what's up, Goofy? What's happening, dude? What's happening now? Occupy Wall Street, or I mean, now,
she
Occupy San Jose. It's the beet and cheese version of
the
Occupy
beet
Wall Street.
Fucking Wall Street, I'm telling you. Sorry, Goofy Bone, I'm telling you. Fucking Vince, those people out there, they don't even know why they're out there, Vince. It's so funny. When I was asking people, you want to get on the radio? Oh, I really don't know what to say. I'm just out of here to support. And what are you supporting?
They don't know.
People don't even know. That's why I'm against all that shit. Because, I mean, you have a bunch of rebel rousers fucking...
Oh, no, I think
I think I can explain to Goofy.
I don't know, Vince, we lost Goofy. What?
Vince, I can explain to Goofy what the purpose of these people are. Do you remember the movie Braveheart? Remember when the king was over on the other side and he said, send in the Irish? Or no, he said, send in the archers, and the archers went. Or he brought out the archers, and the people were in the middle, and they said, sire, you're going to hit our own. And he said, well, that's okay. There's always more. That's who these people are. They're the people that the king of England would have just shot with the arrows because they just happen to be in the way. You see? So they're going to be the test fodder for the system. When this goes nationwide and it shows up in every city, this is going to be the
vehicle.
Dude,
it's already nationwide, bro. It's already nationwide.
But it's not
big. They occupy like every fucking town, dude. Yeah, no, it's already.
What are they occupying in San Jose? We haven't even figured it out.
I don't know. They're starting something, dude. And you know that's.
And what's her name wants to occupy a park? I mean, who the hell gives a shit about a park at night? Hey, by the way, Ron Paul girl, she'll be the next one that I go in at, has turned her entire show into me. She does nothing but play clips of me and Debbie Daly talking about her.
Oh, that's awesome. I should check that out. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll be sure to be there. I got another caller, though. Let's see who this is. Area code 931. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. It's Kilgore.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. Kilgore up in the building. What's going on, bro? Long time no see. What's up? No? Oh, we lose Kilgore? Sounded like... I hope he didn't rage quit. Kilgore, if you're out there, call back, bro. 347-826-7667. Call in, press the number 1, and I'll pick you up. And we got plenty of time. There's 10 minutes to go. Don't be shy, kids. Okay, here's another call. Block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? All right. You know what? You can go beat off. Go beat off to your Tupac records on some other show. In fact, you know what? Where were you going, Jew? You said Ron Paul girl show. Is that the show?
Yes, that's the place to go.
There you go. All the soundboarders, go to Ron Paul's show. Soundboard the Ron Paul girl's show. She's on right now. Check her out. The Jew's going to be over there. You can have all the goddamn fun you could ever hope to imagine. Ah, man, that sucks. We lost Kilgore. I hope he calls back. We got 10 minutes to go. 347-826-7667 is the number. Shouts out to Goose Cream Soup. Goose, you're basically my co-host for the rest of the show. I hope you know that.
Why?
It's because it's just you and me. And well, and the Jew, but he doesn't really count.
No, he doesn't count.
So we're gonna hold
it
down.
I'm really pissed off at him right now.
Really? What did? Why?
He made my lover rage quit.
He made who?
Anansiko. He made.
Oh,
Anansiko.
Yeah, I know that. No. That kind of bummed me out too.
That really bummed me out.
That's not cool. I miss
cool.
her already. I miss
really,
her.
I'm really, really, really upset about this.
It's okay.
I can't believe I'm actually talking. Wow, this is amazing.
You sound fine. I'm glad you are talking.
I'm really kind of drunk, though. This is, I don't know.
It's all right, honey. It'll be fine. Let's take calls. We got some people called in. Here's a call from 540. 540, you're in the air. Who's this?
Hey, the phone died, man. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, there we go. Kilgore, back in the building. What's up, man?
I am just chilling. Just chilling, man.
What's on your mind? What did it's been a while. There's been a lot of developments. I've been keeping an eye on all the developments and all the reportage going on over the Chronicle. What's the latest buzz over there?
Jamie Joe. We've got lots of new Jamie Joe material.
Oh, really?
She,
do tell.
Yeah. You saw. She's a bad girl. She's a very bad girl.
Oh, but we already knew that, right?
No, we didn't know the scope of her badness until now.
Yeah.
I revealed it with some intense Googling sessions. You saw the mugshot. That's intense shit, man. That's intense. I'm really shocked that she didn't get doxxed earlier. But as far as she goes, she's disappeared again. She just keeps making new accounts and disappearing, and coming up with all sorts of crazy stuff. You know, it's really incredible. Did you see her Triforce of Anonymous Power?
No, not familiar with that. I kind of, after Pressstorm deactivated, I kind of deactivated from that whole thing. You know, I kind of haven't really been paying attention.
Well, she created this Triforce that outlines all the power of Anonymous into different sections, like...
The triangle thing, the diagram. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it for the listeners that maybe don't know what we're talking about.
Well, on the bottom, there are three spots for the keyboard warriors, and then the script kiddies, and then there are the... something else, I don't remember. But on the top are the Twitter accounts that have that over 30, she defined the top tier of Anonymous as having over 30,000 followers. And, well, you know, she basically, you know, she laid it all out there, you know. She really, she had it going. She had it going on. She figured out Anonymous. I gotta admit it. She figured it out. She figured out the trick. If you have over 30,000 followers, you're the leader of Anonymous. And she only had 3,000, so I wonder where that puts her, you know. I think she's just another, you know, keyboard warrior herself, maybe.
Amen. All hail the keyboard warriors. Man. Good time,
pretty deep
bro.
Shit, huh? Pretty deep shit.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
This shit goes to the deepest levels of, you know, the UN. They're in on it.
The UN? Oh, you mean Agenda 21?
I don't know anything about Agenda 21. But...
Oh, that was the last time I had her on my show. That was the topic, Agenda 21.
Right, and they're trying to take over the world, right? And steal your
children. Yes, global enslavement. The police state is here. Oh, my God,
well,
the New World Order is on the horizon.
Yeah, they may not be...
the Bilderbergs and the Illuminati will be fornicating and hatching out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we got our
mm-hmm.
our resident 9/11 truther, Greek Jew, still lingering. And
yes, these are a few of my favorite things.
Polluting my show, but thank God this experience is almost over. We got less than 5 minutes to go. I'm so stoked to have Kilgore on. I'm glad you called in, Kilgore. Even though we're pressed for time. Anything else you want to get off your chest here while we have a couple minutes?
No. In fact, I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna have to get off here before this show's over, so I won't be clogging up your nice finale or whatever you got planned. But anyway, I like to say, everybody, we love you, the Chronicle.su. Well, we hate you, but it's kind of complicated. Anyway, thanks for having me on, Vince.
Oh, no, thank you, Kilgore. I appreciate your contribution, as always.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good luck with that, Chronicle.su. God damn it. Yeah, the Chronicle.su just lingers onwards. It's like the internet news version of cockroaches or lice. Just won't go away. It'll survive anything. A fucking troll accost. That thing is that news outlet has survived many troll accosts, and that's what it boils down to. Pressstorm just couldn't hang. They just couldn't. They couldn't weather the troll accost. I think that must have been what was the ultimate undoing. But you know, like them or not, like them or hate them, the Chronicle.su sails onward, and you know, I will continue to check out their reportage. And let's go around the horn here and get the fuck out of here. Who do we have left? Oh, God. Crappy Tires. What? What is this fucking ESPN news update? What the hell? All right, is Crappy Tires gone? Hello? Goose, what the hell's happened to my show? Where is everybody?
I don't know.
The hell
I don't
is
even
this
know
is this is what I get for doing a Yom Kippur show. The one angry Jew comes in here and just spoils it all. Well, I'm glad that you called in and stuck it out with me, Goose Cream Soup. Thank you so much for calling in and hanging tight the whole time. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I need more drink.
There you have it, folks. Thanks for coming out. It's been a free form, Free Ball Friday, as per usual. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I really appreciate it. I love you all and hope to make love to you very, very soon. Shouts out to Sugar, Loops, Briz, Crappy Headlights, Final Cut, Goose, Ghost Zero, Goose Cream Soup, Icon _ Isnan, Lul's Own, Motormouth News, No Thieves Allowed, Prison Reform Movement, Shag Me, Wendigo, and Z Money. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. I appreciate it. I love you all. Follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Until next time, peace out, yo.
Round the corner from the pen, fast house on the hill. All the homies in the pen, straight locked down. But I gotta get dressed and hit the Oak Town. I saw Randy Austin on the telephone. Early in the morning, but he still ain't home. So I called Lamp Bank and see what's up. He said, meet me at the studio at 2 o'clock. I got dressed, smoking on some serious dank. Grab my keys off the table in a big old bank. I hit Interstate 80 and I'm rolling. Joint still burning and I'm smoking. I was on my way to San Jose to the stereo shop to make my music play. Just one amp shut down and the bass ain't playing. Didn't take long for Joel and James to have me slumping. So I called up Boo. What's up, nigga? What you about to do? He said, kick it back, just waiting on the fellas. About to go eat and jealous. I said, this shit sounds good to me. I can't go, though. Gotta hit Myrtle Street. Past the acorns on my way. VX, it's just another day. Every day in the motherfucking Oak Town. Just another motherfucking day for sure, dog. You know what I'm saying? Roll up to the studio. Lay down some funky beats. Some of that old English, smoke some fat ones, fuck with my partner. Big Bass came through and started mixing, sitting in the studio, kicked back listening to some funky ass shit from the Dangerous Crew. Davey D came through with F and Blue. Shorty B rolled up smoking fat ones. Pee Wee had a crew in the back room. Goldie had the trap giving head breaking off, rapping around that diddly dog. Twin 1 and 2 were telling stories. Pop beating down niggas for the glory. Had to catch a plane that night and roll out of town. Everybody getting high, trying hard to clown. I had to go shopping before it's time to leave. I dipped to the mall, flipped me some jeans. Rolled on out like a player. Hot ass day, bitches everywhere. I'm leaning hard to the left like a big shot. Checking out the hoes, seeing who'll get knocked. Cause when you fuck with shorts, you get fucked quick. I rub some drama on your ass to make you suck dick. Ride through the old thing, beaming it slow. Five niggas on the phone drive crazy. Trying to tear up shit. It's just another day in Oakland, G.I. Yeah, them niggas from East Oakland be driving crazier than a motherfucker, man. Niggas over there on 84 Beamer, niggas always talking about us.
Just how we drive on the phone, man, you know.
Doing donuts and shit. Running all up on the curb. Breaking up new cars and shit, nigga. Really don't know. That's some Oakland shit, bitch. It was me, Jock, Beaming and Chilo. Boop, Kippy, Flow Motion, and P.O. Spud, Juju, Frog, and Big E. Getting high on Oral Street. Bub, Joe, Ray, CC, and Mark. Rolling both deep from Soprani Park. Howard came through from the BT
I guess I get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know, F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to little girl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day.
Fucking yeah, the world's longest fucking badass Bay Area hip-hop song. Too motherfucking short in the building with Just Another Day. That's right, another Free Ball Friday in the books. Thanks for coming out. Peace out.
Thank you very much.